This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, shows and tours on a Wednesday is presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. I love this website, flypsp.com. Southwest Airlines is expanding their service with new nonstops from Palm Springs to San Jose.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
And in the treasure chest, passes to the movies, Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, psculturalcenter.org, 325-6565. Desert Rose Playhouse, 2 passes. They may be on a summer hiatus, but as soon as they're back, you can go to the theater. DesertRosePlayhouse.org, 202-3000. Food, glorious food. JT's Diner. The website is JTS, JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. This is the one that's like a trip down Route 66. You'll love it. Fabulous breakfast. I may keep that. Oscar's Cafe and Bar has become the entertainment center of our valley, for heaven's sakes. Oscarspalmsprings.com, 325-1188. Saturdays at 12:30, Mimosa Men. Yum. On several levels. Saturday nights, Oscar's Cabaret is back. Okay. New to shows and tours, Red Jeep Tours. You've got a giveaway for $50 towards one of their popular tours. We're learning so much from them. Red-Jeep.com, 477-4290. And when you start a tour, you will see where you are in relation to the rest of the world. Morgan will actually talk you around the world from where she picks you up. Wait till you experience this. Okay, this works this way. Larry Davis has 1 child. Alan doesn't have any. I've forgotten about Kay, but I've got 3. So we'll take the 4th caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark. Get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 4, I'll mail all this stuff out to you. And thank you so much for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year, and it wouldn't be if it weren't for you. Larry Davis, he's one of your favorites. How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. They don't know what goes on here in the studio. First of all, you talk into the microphone like you're making love to it, which is kind of creepy at times. Oh. Then you talk about Wink and Dan and you, and you say you're legendary. You're just all old.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for all of you, and you don't seem to come. And then
he means at Forest Lawn is what he means.
Then before we get on the air, you start putting red lipstick all over your lips that
dry.
Only Nigel and I get to look at. And so I don't know who you're trying to impress, but I just want your Joey Pals to know that you look pretty damn good for an old lady.
Oh,
and
it's
always good to see you, and you're always so enthusiastic. And glad to be here today.
I love what I do.
Yes, you do.
I
love what I do.
Yes. When I teach classes in radio and how to interview and all that kind of thing, I tell people you can hear a smile.
Oh, absolutely.
Radio is so much more powerful than television. You have the power, theater of the mind. You know about all that.
It is so true, because I love still listening to radio shows, especially when I'm driving or different places, because you have to use your mind.
Yes.
And in so many things we do nowadays, it's just everything's
done
thrown at
you.
Yeah. So I like that. And so good job.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Good to be here.
What did you say you wanted to share with the Joey Pals? You just went to a service.
I just got back from Denver. I flew out there for a service of my cousin's husband's mother. So it's not really, it's my cousin-in-law's mother, I guess. Anyway, my cousin's the one who died a year before, yes. A few months before Linda. Her husband's mother is 92, who was a very good friend, actually, of my mother, born the same year. But what, you know what, I just realized, I mean, I do funerals every day, and I realize that, but going back to Denver area, Arvada, and seeing cousins that I have not seen.
What was the word you just said?
Arvada, Colorado.
Oh, it's you were combining Nevada and Denver in some word I didn't know.
Well, that's
Arvada?
Arvada, Colorado. Arvada. It's a suburb of Denver.
Okay. Where my son lives.
Yeah, you're not very with it right now today.
I'm not.
Don't even know. Anyway, so I went to, flew into Denver, went to Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, and several of my cousins and their children and grandchildren, and it was just really a really neat connection. And, you know, while sad as far as loss of a grandmother, a great-grandmother to some of them, she lived a wonderful life. She was 92 and had lived, you know, a very good life, and it was interesting what people recalled about her, which was her kindness and her baking cookies. And I remember she, when my mom lived in Colorado, she was a very good friend to my mom. And anyone that's a friend to your mom is a friend of yours. And Linda and I would go see Jenny and Glenn. That was their names. And Glenn died about 3 years ago. Just the most hospitable people. Just really neat people that you enjoyed being around. Like everybody's grandmother you'd want them to be. And so you'd go, and she'd always have something homemade and food to eat. And, yeah, so, but, you know, it's really what I think funerals are about. It's not just the day you go to the service. And that was sad. You know, there was some sadness.
Was it an open casket?
You know, she'd been cremated, and the urn was there, and it was at a Lutheran church. And at the last minute, I was asked by my cousin to read the scripture, which was a Romans 8, which is very familiar to me, so luckily it wasn't all these long names in the Old Testament that you have to get through. But
begets.
Yeah, right. And so, but I was honored to do that, and everyone who talked about her hospitality, her travel, and her kindness, and that's, you know, who she was. And the service was very appropriate. It was spiritual, and there was some laughter, there were some tears, and then she was placed in a columbarium there at the church. But before it, a couple days before, I got there on a Saturday, and the service was on last Tuesday. And when I, so Saturday arrived at 9, I took a 6 a.m. flight out of Palm Springs, which I love Southwest flag out of Palm Springs these days. Free ad for them.
Yes.
But, and I rented a car and drove into Arvada, and went to my cousin's home, and started visiting with family and friends. And Sunday we went to one of their kids' house on a lake, and you know, it's just this.
You know what you're talking about.
Great time.
You're talking about a family reunion.
That's exactly what it is. Whether it's a wedding or a funeral or, yeah, it's a time when we gather together, and I don't think we do that as much as we used to. And so I think to have time.
Let's just Zoom it.
Yeah,
let's virtual it.
Yeah, yeah. And sounds kind of snippy today.
I got snippy, didn't I?
Yes, yes. zip those red lips for
a minute. Zip those red lips.
You keep interrupting me, too.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, that's who you are. So it was like a family reunion. And then while I was there, they said, why don't you come back June 1st? Because we're having a birthday party with dinosaurs for their 5-year-old grandson.
Oh.
And so I said, well, you know, I have some Southwest miles I have to use by mid-June. Yeah. And so I booked a ticket while I was there. I'm going back. And she said, now, don't forget you have to get a dinosaur shirt or outfit. So I went on one of the sales sites, Amazon, and I've looked at I can actually get a inflatable dinosaur outfit that would go around me.
Oh, what fun. Don't wear it on the plane.
Well, I think if I'm wearing it, I'm wearing it every place. So.
Oh, my stars.
But no, if I do, I will send you a picture of it. I'm not sure.
Yes.
I'm going that far. But
see, there's the continuity for the younger generation.
Yeah, yeah. And that they get to know who this Uncle Larry, or I'm really a cousin, but, you know, they call you Uncle Larry because it's easy.
Yes.
And, yeah, they, you know, I've met them 3 or 4 times now, and they're getting to know me a little bit, and so that's great. But
and it's good because you don't have grandchildren. You're borrowing
I don't have
something.
I do not have grandchildren. I do not.
My 20-year-old, my third. I numbered mine, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't call their names. I said, hey, number four.
That's because you can't remember their
names. Can't remember names. Aaliyah called me the other day, and she's in college in Tennessee, 20 years old, in a performing arts college. She's more like me than her father, who is my son, right? Isn't that interesting? And she said, I was watching something, and it reminded me, GJ, of the pink pancakes she and I used to make when she was five, six. She's in college. The pink pancakes. We haven't done that since she was probably 10 years old. But isn't that the things you're talking about?
Well, and I like to remind the younger people when I'm around them. I say, do you know how good your mom and dad are to you? Or do you know how good your grandparents are to you? And kind of point that out because, you know, several of my family members have made efforts when they're children or grandchildren or, and I do. I mean, I fly different places because I don't have grandchildren or, you know, I have one son and go see him. And, but to make an effort to go to some of these things, those kids will never forget those. And those pink pancakes that you mentioned, that is, a, you know, that's going to stay with her forever.
That's
and when,
right.
you're, when you're over at Forest Lawn for your 4-day funeral, that'll come up at it.
Somebody
will mention pink pancakes.
Yep, because you know Aaliyah.
Yeah.
You've met Aaliyah
right.
and Trent.
And but those are the memories we build for the future. And
now you need to segue into planning your funeral.
Okay.
That's a great lead-in.
Gee, I never would have thought of that. and it's important because you get to make choices, you get to help, and people, your children, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, whoever you're planning that's going to end up taking care of things for you will be so grateful. And that doesn't mean you have to leave them out. You can share thoughts and stories, and I think people should. Today, you can take your phone and do a video tribute yourself, leaving some thoughts or some, mm-hmm. you know, this is Dad saying, you know, do this, do this. Don't forget to take your vitamins and drive safely. You know, I mean, just things that old Dad would say. And so
my friend who's 97 and a half, I call her my radio mother. You've heard me talk about her forever. And she's in hospice now. When I call over there, they have not changed her voice on the answering machine, and I love it.
I have saved the answering machine for my mother and my father, and then I have Linda's voicemail from her phone, and I've transferred them all to a digital file so I can hear that. You know, we have tons of radio crap.
You're going to play my...
Did I say crap? Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah,
can I say that?
Yes.
We have a lot of stuff on you, and there's you know, I've done a few things, so... But it's so...
I have a funny question.
What?
When you went to Arvada, Colorado, how did their funeral service compare to one that you do? Do you...
It wasn't as good.
I was
no,
going to ask...
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
It was fine. It was the cremation had taken place actually in California because she had died up north.
Oh.
And then her remains were transferred to... Her daughter brought them from Gilroy, California.
Talk about that. So... If I passed away in Colorado visiting Trevor and I was cremated, or how do you get me back here, either cremated or in a body?
Well, for you, because it's going to be such a 4-day event, we would bring your body back in a casket and by air, or I could drive over in a pickup truck and get you.
In but the back
no,
of the pickup
yeah, no,
truck.
We don't do that. But
no.
Or if it's cremated, then...
But I would enjoy that.
Yes, I know you would. But if it's cremated, if the person's cremated, then that family can actually carry them on board long as it's an x-rayable urn. You can't do a metal urn that you can't x-ray. So what we do is put them in plastic... or even cardboard, and then they're x-rayed, and then when they get to the destination, they're put in the regular urn.
You don't ever check them because...
Yeah, you don't want to check urns because what happens to your baggage once in a while?
They get lost.
They get to the wrong airport.
My goodness.
So you don't want that.
This is, you know, it's a wonderful story you're sharing with us because it is, when people say, I don't go to funerals, they bother me. You don't go for the person who's passed away, except out of respect, perhaps.
Right.
But there's the family. It's a reunion.
And it, yes, it is. And it really gives you something, even though they're sad. And some are more tragic because they're sudden or they're young or whatever. But even those, the family needs your love and support, the relatives that are surviving. And then just to, I mean, we were telling stories, and just like you with the pink pancakes, you know, I'll remember that now, you know, forever about you. And so, yeah, whether it's pink pancakes or Pink Panther, you know, we're going to go to this party, and the first, it's going to be dinosaurs, and I think,
want a picture.
Yeah, I'm going to find a dinosaur t-shirt or floating outfit, and
bless your heart,
see what happens.
It'll be good spiritual therapy for everybody concerned.
Right.
Always nice when Larry Davis stops by. Go to forestlawn.com, plan and pay for your funeral. Do that last gift for your family.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that it?
I'm trying to think. It's 760-328-3112.
Joey pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. They use only top-shelf spirits and all natural ingredients. No additives, no preservatives, no, never, never, never. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail, 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. Three simple steps. Chill or not has a long half shelf life, right? Not half life, shelf life. Has a long shelf life. You can chill it or not, shake it and enjoy it. Check out the great video at buzzbox.com. And now they have a new manufacturing facility, 42625 Jackson Street in Indio, because they're partnering with Aquasure Arena and the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Think hockey. ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. I love that. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Believe me, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions, just in case you want to leave Palm Springs in August. Hell. Dana Haynes reminds you that we're under the sign of Cancer astrologically, then we're going on to Leo. For your specific sign, go to the Mothership. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com and get the exact news up to the second, minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond. Meanwhile, Cancer sun sign and Cancer rising signs have found this a business month that requires serious attention, as government is not making business decisions easy. Problems show up quickly and are tough to solve. Trust your instincts, Cancer, totally, when it comes to solving issues. If signatures are required in business or your personal life, trust your first instinct with regards to a contract. Cancers sense what is right. Desert Water Agency has approved new water restrictions. Remember this, Joey pals, there are fines involved after a warning. No sprinklers during daylight hours. Restaurants can only serve water upon request. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. See if you're eligible for help. You'll thank me. The main website is dwa.org. Just fabulous. Listen to this website. The letter B. BeJustFabulous.com. That's all there is to it. Isn't that cute? Okay. They have gifts for kids and pets now, too. They have a huge order of books, gifts, candles, and more for birthdays, weddings. They have a new collection of retro pool floats. And in July, they've got all kinds of book signings. Go to the website, bejustfabulous.com, and see the schedule. Lalo Visions from our dear LALOvisions.com. Lalo Tachikin. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic, to the psychics to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby peaceful Yucca Valley will astound you. I promise. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit that website. And Joey Pals, this is a great gift idea. $95 for a 90-minute reading. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has done a wonderful thing. The entire month of July, Military Days returns to the Aerial Tramway. U.S. Armed Forces receive free tram admission. And I think I remember them telling me it's for the whole family, as long as the military person has their ID with them. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Peaks Restaurant, where it is, by the way, 40 degrees cooler than here on the desert floor, is now open for lunch and dinner. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, the PS Cultural Center / Camelot Theater. Come on up. Live music in the VIP lounge. No cover, 2-drink minimum. These are different things going on all week. Palm Springs Rewind, Saturday Summer Sing-Along, oh, say that fast, Movies in the Park, Tyson Knight Exhibition, Bad New, and I checked it, it's not bad news, it's Bad New from Outer Space. Na, 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 oh, that's Jaws, isn't it? PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, we got through our senior moment today. Tomorrow, Thursday, July 14th, join us for the Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.